نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله له لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فالحمد لله على ما من به من تكرار هذه المجالس المباركة للمذاكرة في هذا الكتاب الماتع، كتاب رياض الصالحين، فعلى بركة الله نبدأ.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى began by stating part of the خطبة الحاجة, which is what the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم used to begin his speeches with, whereby he stated, "Verily all praise is due to Allah, we praise Him, we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil recompense of our bad actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah decrees to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger." And then the Shaykh habibahullah ta'ala proceeded to thank Allah azza wa jalla for allowing us to come together in continuation of studying this book called Riyad al-Salihin. Bismillah alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Yaqulu musannif Abu Zakariya Yahya bin Sharaf al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala fi kitabihi Riyad al-Salihin, باب فضل الزهد في الدنيا والحث على التقلل منها وفضل الفقر. قال الله عز وجل: إنما مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض مما يأكل الناس والأنعام حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها أتاها أمرنا ليلا أو نهارا فجعلناها حصيدا كأن لم تغن بالأمس كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يتفكرون. وقال تعالى: واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيماً تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
هذه الآيات ذكرها المؤلف رحمه الله بعد أن بين فضل الزهد في الدنيا, جعلها عنوان فضل الزهد في الدنيا والحث على التقلل منها وفضل الفقر. هذه المعاني يريد منها أن الإنسان كل ما كثر عنده من الخير الذي يلهي ويطغي أصبح غارقا في ملذات نفسه وشهواتها.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that after this title of this chapter, the merit of having asceticism or doing away with that which is unnecessary from zuhd with regards to worldly pleasures and the encouragement to have a little amount of these things and the merit of poverty. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that what is intended by these respective verses and the title of this chapter is that the individual, if he is increased or he is blessed with certain things or a large portion of worldly benefits or worldly blessings, that it doesn't cause or doesn't become a distraction for an individual whereby this individual falls victim to his lust and his desires and his seeking to increase and continue enjoying these things from the worldly life.
ما معنى الزهد؟
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is further explaining this word الزهد.
الزهد هو ترك ما لا ينفع في الدار الآخرة.
It is leaving that which brings about no benefit in the Akhirah. Leaving that which will bring about no benefit in the Akhirah.
وهناك فرق ما بين الزهد والورع.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that there is a difference between the word zuhd and the definition that he previously gave and the word ورع.
الورع
الورع
هو ترك ما قد يضر في الدهر الآخر.
It is leaving off that which could harm the individual in the akhirah.
أما الزهد فهو ترك ما لا ينفع في الدهر الآخر.
And with regards to zuhd, it is leaving off that which will bring about no benefit for the individual in the akhirah.
ويقع الورع أحيانا في ترك الشبهات.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that this concept of wara, it could happen when the individual, or it does happen, or it takes place, or it is illustrated by when the individual he leaves off certain things that are shubuhat or doubtful matters.
ويقع الزهد في ترك الشهوات.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that zuhd, it takes place when the individual leaves off certain worldly desires.
بيّن مثل الدنيا كما إن أصاب أرض فأخضرت ثم تحولت بعد ذلك إلى حصيد وهشيم كأن لم تكن.
And then the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala is further explained in this ayah that Allah Azza wa Jal drew the example of the worldly life being like water, water which has come down, it is rained and brought forth vegetation, that vegetation becomes green, and then after time it becomes yellow, then after time it dies off and it becomes waste, it becomes hay or something that brings about no benefit.
هكذا مقام الدنيا في الآخر.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that likewise, this is the status of the dunya in comparison with the akhirah.
مهما تزينت ومهما حصلت فيها فيأتي يوم يقال رحمه الله.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that no matter how much the individual will enjoy certain beauties of the worldly life and certain enjoyments of the worldly life, there would definitely come that day what people will say about an individual, may Allah have mercy upon him. Meaning, this individual has died, and he will die, and it will be said about him.
مهما ملكت من المال.
Whatever this individual owns from, wealth.
أو القصور.
Or palaces.
أو الزروع.
Or farms.
كلها إلى زوال.
All of these things, they will disappear.
وقد يملكها الإنسان ولكن لا تملكه، ولكن المشكلة في من قد تملكته.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the individual he may own these things, but he has to take due care and pay attention that these things do not own him. That this individual is not controlled by these things that he may own from the worldly beauties of this life.
فقد مر في تاريخ الإسلام أغنياء أثرياء ملكوا الأموال ولكن الأموال لم تملكهم.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that throughout history you see great personalities, people that were blessed with a large portion of wealth, yet this wealth did not own them and did not control them.
في أمة الإسلام على رأسهم أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is giving an example from the Muslim Ummah, and the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that at the head of them, the example that he just gave, at the head of them is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. May Allah be pleased with him.
Uthman ibn Awf وغيره Uthman ibn Affan.
Also, Uthman ibn Affan, and كذلك, likewise, Abdurrahman ibn Awf. These are examples of rich people from the companions. The dunya did not control them or own them.
المعنى أن المال لا يكون في القلب.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the general meaning of this is that one's wealth or the wealth is not in the person's heart. His heart is not encompassed by this wealth.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated.
خير بأن يملك الدنيا فدعا ربه أن يكون مسكين وأن يحشره في زمرة المساكين.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is telling us that it comes in an authentic hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given the choice of owning the pleasures of this world, or basically what was considered the power of this world, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam chose to be from amongst the masakin, those who are poor, and to be raised from amongst raised up in the afterlife amongst those people who are poor or were poor.
فرق بين الفرق فرق بين الفقر كقدر.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that there's a difference between poverty or being poor with regards to qadr, what Allah has decreed.
أن جعله الله تبارك وتعالى فقيرا.
Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a certain individual poor, impoverished.
وبين من يصرف ماله في مرضات الله فأصبح قليل المال.
There's a difference between this person that the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala just stated the first example. A person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed to be poor, he's impoverished. And the second individual is an individual who's been blessed with wealth, and he spends this wealth in charity, he gives it to people, and due to the fact that he gives his wealth out, he doesn't possess much from the worldly life or from wealth. Because he gives that wealth that he owns, he gives it away.
فأتى أن أبو بكر خرج من ماله كله أنفقه كله في سبيله.
As it comes in authentic narrations that Abu Bakr, he spent all of his wealth, everything he owned from his wealth, he spent it.
هذه الإرادة لا يقدرها إلا قليل.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that individuals like this, or this example, only a small portion or a small amount of individuals are able to be like this and to implement this and practice this.
ما مفهوم الزهد إذن؟
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala is asking the question, what is the correct understanding of zuhd, which can loosely be translated in English as asceticism?
هل هي النظرة التي يراها بعض المتصوفة الآن من الصوفية أن هذا هو الزهد؟
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that is this zuhd, the correct understanding, is it like the people who are treating themselves to Sufiya, is it their understanding of zuhd or doing away with certain worldly pleasures?
يعني هل بمعنى أن يخرج الإنسان بملابس ممزقة وهو لديه أموال يستطيع أن يلبس من اللباس الجميل الجديد؟
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala is giving that question. He's saying, is it like the individual, those individuals who claim that this zuhd, it means that the individual leaves his house with ripped clothes, or clothes that have holes in them, or clothes that apparently look like this person is impoverished, yet the reality is that he has money and he is able to buy clothes which are nice clothes or beautiful clothes.
يعني كيف أن يجمع الإنسان ما بين هذا وما بين استعاذة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الفقر؟
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that how do we merge the two? How do we merge having zuhd, and how do we merge the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself asked Allah Azza wa Jalla, sought refuge in Allah Azza wa Jalla from poverty or being poor.
إذن العبد يتكسر.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that the servant, he seeks to earn wealth or earn money, يتكسر.
بما يغنيه عن حاجة للناس أن يعطوه صدقات.
In a manner which allows him to be free from having to depend on the people or asking the people or putting his hand out, begging and asking from the people.
هناك توازن.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that there is a balance.
أعطاك الله خير.
Allah has given you good.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يحب أن يرى أثر نعمته على عبده.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala is reminding us of the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see the residual effect of his blessing upon or manifest upon his servant.
بما أكله بما لبسه بمسكنه بمركبه بدون إسراف أو مخيلة فيها توازن.
With regards to what he eats, with regards to what he drinks, with regards to what he wears, with regards to the manner or the abode in which he lives in, the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that the servant strikes a balance between israfa.
هذا هو التوازن. اللهم ارزقنا ما لا يلهينا عنه ولا عن ذكره ولا عن طاعته ونعوذ بالله من الفقر.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that this was the example of this tawazun, of this balance that the individual must have. And then the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala made dua that Allah bless us with those pleasures from the worldly life that do not become a distraction from us or become a means from us which pushes us away from the pleasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala made this supplication.
Akmillah.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. وقال تعالى اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. وقال تعالى زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. وقال تعالى ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين. وقال تعالى وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا لهو ولعب وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون. والآيات في الباب كثيرة مشهورة وأما الأحاديث فأكثر من أن تحصى فننبه بطرف منها على ما سواه.
يعني هنا يدخل المؤلف بعد أن جمع هذه الآيات في الزهد هو في التقرب إلى الله وعدم الالتهاب الدنيا هذا كله في صرف العبد عن الترف.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى he stated that all of these ayats revolve around the meaning of that the individual he is not encompassed by the enjoyments or taraf, the lavish lifestyle or certain enjoyments he doesn't encompass himself from too much of these enjoyments of the worldly life.
لأن المترف مشغول بتنعيم جسده.
Because the mutraf of this person who is described as a mutraf, he's busy with يعني pleasuring himself with the blessings of the worldly life.
وهذه الخدمة جعلته ينسى أن الدود مصير هذا الجسد سيأكله الدود.
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى stated that this individual, the individual who is like this, he forgets that this worm, this dude, it will eventually eat his body after he dies and his body begins to decompose.
ولذلك يصبح بعض الناس مشغول بتنعمه وتنظفه الزائد والروائح الزائدة وهذه الأشياء في بحبوحة من هذا الترفه الزائد. يا خادم الجسم كم تسعى لخدمته أتعبت نفسك فيما فيه خسران أقبل على الروح واستكمل فضائلها فأنت بالروح لا بالجسم الإنسان.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that this individual who goes to extremes with certain worldly pleasures or certain physical pleasures, the individual goes to extreme in giving his physical body more attention than it's due. This individual, his main concern is the enjoyment of his physical body and certain things. The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى gave examples. The individual, he goes to extremes with cleanliness, or he goes to extremes with having nice smells. And in the general sense, he goes to extremes in giving his body these physical enjoyments or this extra or unnecessary attention. And then the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى read certain lines of poetry.
كم تسعى لخدمتي؟
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى in these lines of poetry, he said, the one who is a servant or the one who serves his body, how much have you put forth in serving your body?
أتعبت نفسك فيما فيه خسران.
You have tired yourself and exerted and exhausted yourself in that which the end result will be a loss, because your body will die and it means nothing all of these things that you gave for your body.
أقبل على الروح.
أقبل على الروح يعني give due attention or put forth, go forward towards your spirit.
واستكمل فضائلها.
And work towards completing the fada'il of your spirit.
فأنت بالروح.
Because you as an individual, you are an individual with your ruh, your spirit.
لا بالجسم الإنسان.
Not with your physical body.
الإنسان إذا مات راحت روحه وبقي جسده.
Because the individual when he dies, his spirit will go to where it goes and the individual's body will decompose.
روح وجسد يكون تكامل. هل معنى ذلك أن الإنسان تكون رائحته غير نظيفة وملابسه غير نظيفة ووضعه في حال مزري؟ لا.
The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala is saying that does this mean that the individual has a bad smell, or he tries to have a bad smell, or he has clothes which are dirty and it doesn't look like this individual is well kept, or he has an unkempt appearance? Is this the correct understanding? The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala answered, he said no. This is not the correct understanding. The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that what is necessitated or what is required is that the individual has this balance, a tawazun.
من أكثر الترفع قل خشوعا.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the individual who goes to extremes or he overexerts himself in tarafuh or giving himself certain physical pleasures, that this individual is khushu', it becomes minimal or it is minimized or decreased.
من أكثر الترفع في النوم تقل عليه قيام الليل.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the individual who gives himself the physical enjoyment of sleeping a lot, waking up for night prayer becomes heavy upon him.
من أكثر الترفع في المآكل تقل عليه الصوم.
The individual who overexerts himself or gives himself so much of this physical enjoyment of eating, it's difficult for a person like this to fast.
من أكثر الترفع في سماع اللهو تقل عليه سماع القرآن والعلم.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the individual who increases his listening to idle speech, listening to the Quran, becomes heavy and difficult for this individual.
من أكثر الترفع في التنقل والمناعم تقل عليه هجرة قلبه إلى الله.
The individual who goes or
he
overexerts himself in certain physical pleasures and moving from place to place in a manner which he does so, it makes it difficult for the hijrah or going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يعني the hijrah of the heart going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وأن عمر بن عوف الأنصاري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث أبا عبيدة بن الجراح رضي الله عنه إلى البحرين يأتي بجزيتها فقدم بمال من البحرين فسمعت الأنصار بقدوم أبي عبيدة فوافوا صلاة الفجر مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلما صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انصرف فتعرضوا له فتبسم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين رآهم ثم قال أظنكم سمعتم أن أبا عبيدة قدم بشيء من البحرين فقالوا أجل يا رسول الله فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أبشروا وأملوا ما يسركم فوالله ما الفقر أخشى عليكم ولكني أخشى أن تبسط الدنيا عليكم كم
تبسط من البسط
ولكن أخشى أن تبسط
أو
تبسط
عليكم الدنيا
أخشى أن تبسط الدنيا عليكم كما بسطت على من كان قبلكم فتنافسوها كما تنافسوها فتهلككم كما أهلكتهم متفق عليكم
هذا الضابط.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that this is the ضابط or this is the principle.
أن تؤثر فتهلك.
That you will prefer this dunya, this worldly life, and it will destroy you.
ولذلك.
And due to this fact,
يحذر الإنسان.
The individual is to be cautious of.
ذكر هنا البحرين.
And the Sheikh, he said that the individual should be warned from this. And in this hadith, he mentioned Al-Bahrain.
والبحرين هي البحرين المعروفة الآن.
And the Sheikh رضي الله تعالى stated that it is the same Bahrain which is known today.
كان اسمها أوال.
Its name was.
أوال.
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 والطليمون.
والطليمون.
وكانت موطن الأشوريين والفينيقيين قديما.
And it was the place of the Phoenicians, the ancient place of the Phoenicians and others.
ولهم فيها تاريخ وحضارة.
And they had their respective history and civilization there.
وتعاقبت عليها أمم.
And there were several nations that came after them.
ففيها كان بنو عبد القيس.
And there was the people of بنو عبد القيس.
وطرفا من ربيعة.
And also a section of the tribe called ربيعة.
وكانت المنطقة هذه الشرقية.
In this area, this eastern province or this eastern area.
من جهة دارين ونواحيها تأخذ المسمى البحرين.
From the area of دارين and what is close to it or surrounding it, that entire area was called بحرين.
إلى الأحساء وكانت تسمى قديما هجر.
And it was all the way to the direction of Al-Ahsa, and it was called Hajar during that time.
كانت تسمى القطيف الخط.
And it was also and القطيف was called كت.
الخط.
الخط.
وكانت هذه أماكنهم وكان فيها النصارى.
And then these were their respective places, and the Sheikh رضي الله تعالى said that there were also Christians that lived in this area.
والمجوس.
And also Magians.
كانوا موجودين في المنطقة وكانت المنطقة هذه الجبيل كان النصارى فيها.
And the Sheikh رضي الله تعالى said that these different civilizations or these different people were there during that time. And the Sheikh رضي الله تعالى stated that here in Jubail that there were Christians that occupied this area.
ولا تزال آثار كنائسهم موجودة.
And the Sheikh رضي الله تعالى stated that there are certain relics of their churches that they erected during that time that is still present in the eastern province.
هنا في الجبيل وفي.
Whether it be here in Jubail or.
عوجان قريب من جعيمة بين جعيمة ورأس النورة هناك أيضا كنيسة.
There's a place close to رأس النورة. There is a relic of an old church that was there.
قديما.
Historically, an ancient church that was there.
وكل المنطقة عرب.
And the Sheikh رضي الله تعالى stated that the entire area. There were people who were inhabited by Arab or the Arabs.
فكانت عليهم الجزية.
And these individuals, after the time of Islam, they used to pay the jizya or the poor rate that was collected upon the people of the book.
ملك البحرين.
The king of Bahrain.
لما أتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه.
When the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم came to him.
أدى الجزية.
He gave him the jizya.
فوصلت الأموال إلى المدينة.
And this wealth that was collected from them in the form of the jizya, this caravan came with this wealth to Medina.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقسم إذا أتت الأموال ممن يعدهم إذا أتاه عليه دين أو أتاه عليه شيء يعده إلى أن تأتي هذه من النواحي.
And when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to get the jizya from these respective lands. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would divvy this jizya up to certain people. For example, people that he had promised, for example, to pay debt off, or other people that he had promised to give them something from this wealth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would proportion it out amongst the people.
أم الأطفال تأخذ أطفالها ولا تأتي الدرس القادم.
The Sheikh Hafidhahullah ta'ala stated that the woman who has her child upstairs. She is to take her child and not come to next week's dars.
نعم. قال ما أخشى إلا تبسط عليكم فتنافسوها كما تنافسوها.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated in this hadith that verily what I fear is that the dunya would open up for you and the wealth of the dunya, basically you would get your proportion from it, and I fear that it would destroy you or that you would compete. With regards to this wealth, and it would destroy you just as it destroyed those before you. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال جلس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على المنبر وجلسنا حوله فقال إن مما أخاف عليكم من بعدي ما يفتح عليكم من زهرة الدنيا وزينتها. متفق عليه.
حياة الناس اليوم ليست كحياتهم قبل.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that the life of the people today is not like the life of the people of those before.
وحياتهم فيما سيأتي ليست كحياتهم اليوم.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the life of those that will come after us is not like the life of those who are present today, or like the life of today. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that as much as people that enjoy themselves with certain worldly pleasures, the individual, his love for the dunya or the world life pleasures, يعني increases.
وكل ما تقلل منها وهو قادر على الإكثار كل ما حيا قلبه.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that in the opposite, as much as the individual minimizes or decreases certain pleasures from the world life, even though he is able to increase in his pleasures from the world life, this is haya, or this is life for his heart.
مراكبنا تغيرت زادت وثارة ورفاهية.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that even with what we ride, it is increased with regards to how easy things are, and in the enjoyment that we receive from these worldly pleasures. Our majalis, the places where we sit, our living rooms,
مفارشنا.
The furniture that we have,
ملابسنا.
Our clothing that we wear,
ملأكلنا.
What we eat,
ليست كقبل.
It is not like
زاد فيها النعيم.
It is not like previous years, or it is not like generations before. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that na'im, or the blessings of this dunya, have been increased.
الصحابة لما حصل لهم شيء من هذا.
When the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they used to attain certain pleasures of the worldly life,
خافوا فقالوا لعلها عجلت لنا في الدنيا.
They would be, it would cause them to be afraid, and they would be afraid that their reward was expedited, and they enjoyed the pleasures of this life as a reward at the expense of what they will be given in the akhirah.
فماذا نقول نحن؟
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that if this is the case of the Sahaba, what about us and these worldly pleasures that we enjoy?
الله يجعلها عون على طاعته.
And the Shaykh had made dua, Habib Allah Ta'ala, that Allah let us or allow us to use these worldly pleasures as a awnin, as help and assistance for obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الفقير ليس له إلا الصبر.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the poor person, nothing is upon him except to have patience.
ولكن قليل من الأغنياء الشاكر.
But a very small amount of rich people or wealthy people are from those who are shakir, or those who give thanks for these blessings that they have been blessed with. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to me now, and there's a very small amount of my servants who are shakur, or those who give thanks. And due to this fact, it was said,
الغني.
The rich person or the wealthy person,
الشكور.
The rich person who is thankful for the blessings that he has been blessed with,
أفضل من الفقير الصبور.
Is better than or more favorable than the poor person who is patient.
لأن الفقير ليس له إلا صبره.
Because the poor person, the only thing he has is to be patient.
وإذا لم يصبر أثم.
And if he is not patient, then he falls into sin.
ولكن الغني قبله الله.
But the rich person who has been given certain or a certain amount of wealth or certain things from the dunya,
فلا يبذل المال إلا من غلبت رغبته فيما عند الله من الأجر أكثر من المال الذي بين يديه.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the individual who spends from his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he only does this seeking to attain that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than enjoying that wealth that he has. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة وإن الله تعالى مستخلفكم فيها فينظر كيف تعملون فاتقوا الدنيا واتقوا النساء رواه مسلم.
اللهم صل على محمد. انظر انبساط الدنيا عليك كيف تكون معاملتك، قد تكون مر بك فقر، مر بك عوز، مرت بك حاجة، فانظر إذا انبسطت عليك الدنيا هل عندك هذا التوازن؟ إذا لم يكن عندك انتبه، فربما هذه من الامتحانات التي تسقط فيها.
بشيء حبيب الله تعالى say that look at the expression of what was described when the worldly life or when the individual has been given from the worldly life or the pleasures of the worldly life. It may be that the individual passed certain tribulations of being poor or certain times where he didn't have. But when this individual is tested with worldly benefits and things from the worldly life, look at this test. What will he do with these pleasures that he's been given from the worldly life? How do you know yourself? The Shaykh Abidullah Ta'ala said, look at the tawazun. Do you have this balance? And then the Shaykh Abidullah Ta'ala asked the question, how do I know myself?
هل تخرج زكاته؟
Do you pay the zakah?
هل تبذل المال؟
Do you give your wealth?
هل تتصدق؟
Do you give صدقة؟
إذا أتاك المحتاج.
If an individual who is in need, if he comes to you,
هل لك وقفة معه؟
Do you stand with him and support him and give him?
هل تطعم أهلك؟
Do you give your family food, the food that they need?
ما مدى إكرامك وبذلك وكرمك؟
How is your the Shaykh Abidullah Ta'ala saying that what is by the individual? He measures himself or he weighs himself and looks at himself to know himself with regards to these pleasures that he's been blessed with.
شبهها حلوة خضرة.
The Shaykh Abidullah Ta'ala is alluding to the fact that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he drew the example of it being the dunya being green and sweet. The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that these days, the last couple of days, the weather has been latif or nice. And the people, they're waiting anxiously for rain to come.
Ameen.
And the Shaykh made dua that Allah bless us with rain and not prevent us from enjoying this rain. And when, of course, when the rain and fall comes, the earth becomes green.
هذه اللحظات تصيب النفس بهجة.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that when the soul sees this, he's given bahja or happiness and delightment.
سرور.
And happiness.
فيشعر بنشوة اللحظة.
And he feels or he enjoys the moment. He's caught in the moment. This happiness. And then what?
تنتهي كل هذه الأشياء.
Then all of these things from the worldly pleasures, they will end.
يأتي الحر. تذهب تأتي الصحراء والتربة
then hot weather will come and the desert will come back to be what it was.
حلوة خضرة يعني ليست دائمة.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that the example that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave is that this enjoyment from the worldly pleasure is not everlasting, that it will come and it will go.
واتقوا الدنيا.
And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, fear the dunya.
واتقوا النساء.
And likewise, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, fear nisa, fear the women folk.
لماذا نتقي النساء؟
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that with what or how do we fear women folk?
غض البصر.
How do we do this? Lower your gaze.
والمرأة تغض البصر من الرجال.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that likewise, the woman, she is to lower her gaze from looking at the men as well.
إذا وجدت نفسك لا تغض البصر هذا مؤشر خطير.
If you find yourself or if you find in yourself that you do not lower your gaze, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is a dangerous indication. This is an indicator of impending danger.
لأن عدم غض البصر سيؤدي إلى الزنا.
Because the fact that the individual who does not lower his gaze, this is that which leads to zina, adultery, and fornication.
العين تزني وزناها النظر.
Because the eye commits adultery or fornication, and its adultery or fornication is its looking.
فكيف إذا أصبح يبحث عن النظر إلى عورات النساء؟
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that what more for the individual who is not lowering his gaze actually causes him toward to look at the awrat of women.
هذا مؤشر خطير.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that with no doubt this is a dangerous indicator.
انتبه لنفسك.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that beware of yourself, but take care of yourself. Beware of this issue if you have this.
ارجع بسرعة.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated hasten to come back.
وإلا النهاية غير جيدة.
And if you don't, then the end result is something that is not good.
ومن وقع في النساء فلن يشبع.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the individual who practices unlawful relations with women, يعني he will never reach the point of being satiated.
إذا تحصلت على النقود لن تشبع تريد زيادة.
And just like the individual, if he acquires a certain amount of wealth, it's never enough.
لو للإنسان وادي من ذهب.
Like what is coming in hadith, if the individual is given a valley full of gold,
لتمنى الثاني.
Then he would want and wish for a second one.
ولو كان ثاني لتمنى الثالث.
And if he was given a second one, he would wish for a third one.
قالها رسول الله.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated this in an authentic hadith.
ولا يملأ جوف ابن آدم من التراب.
And the only thing that will fill the inside or the belly of Bani Adam is تراب, يعني dirt.
كذلك من غرق في النساء لن يشبع.
Likewise, the individual who has drowned or immersed himself in certain unlawful practices with regards to women folk, this individual will never reach a point where he is satiated. He will always want more.
بل سيزين له الشيطان القبيحة.
Rather, Shaytan will even beautify the woman who is not attractive for this individual.
فسيزينها الشيطان ويجعلها من جميلات الأرض.
Shaytan will beautify this ugly woman to the extent that he sees her as being one of the most beautiful women on earth.
كن على حذر من نفسك.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated for you to beware of yourself, be cautious of yourself.
فليس هناك أذهب لذي اللب العاقل من إحداكم. تذهب بعقل الرجل.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that there is nothing more that will do away with the intellects of the men more than women.
فلذلك.
And due to this fact.
لا تقول أجرب نفسي وأنا قادر على التحمل.
The individual, he doesn't say I will test myself because I can handle it or I can withstand this.
خذ من مواطن الفتن.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated to run from and escape from those places and situations of fitna.
نسأل الله يسترنا وإياكم.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala, may dua that Allah conceal and cover our sins.
يحمينا من فتنة الدنيا والنساء.
And may Allah protect us from the fitna of the dunya and the fitna of women.
والمرأة هي بنفسها تعرف أنها فتنة.
And then the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is further explaining, he said that the woman herself, she knows that she is a fitna.
ولذلك نهيت عن طريق الفتنة.
And due to this fact, she has been prohibited from the path of being a fitna or more of a fitna.
الزينة الظاهرة والباطنة.
Whether it be beautify herself inwardly or outwardly.
باللباس والريحة.
Whether it be, for example, certain clothes that she wears or certain scents and fragrances that she uses.
بل لو خرجت متعطرة فلترجع ولتغتسل فإنها زانية.
And like what is coming in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that if the woman leaves her house and she has this, she has fragrance or she has put on fragrance, that she is to go back to the house and wash it off, because if she does so, she is considered a zaniya or a woman who is an adulteress or a fornicator.
Yeah.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اللهم لا عيش إلا عيش الآخرة. متفق عليه.
لأنه عيش باق دائم والدنيا زائلة فانية.
Why? Because the life of the hereafter is everlasting in the life of this dunya is that which has its allotted time. It will end and come to an end with no doubt. It will finish and come to an end with no doubt.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يدفع الميت ثلاثة أهله وماله وعمله فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد ويبقى عمله متفق عليه.
إذن اهتم بالذي يبقى.
So the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that for you is to give due attention and due concern to that which will remain, and it is one's actions.
فلا يشغلك مالك وأهلك وعملك مع الله.
So your wealth and your family, it should not busy you or busy you from that which is been ordained by Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, or that which is going to get you closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala.
لهم حقوق وواجبات.
They have their rights and they have obligations that you must fulfill.
لكن لا تلهيك.
But it shouldn't go to the point of them distracting you from the obedience to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala.
والمال لا يطغيك.
And that this wealth, it doesn't.
لا يطغيك من الطغيان.
It doesn't deceive you.
واهتم بما يكون معك أنيسا وجليسا في قبرك إلى يوم القيامة وفي جنتك ونارك.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that you are to give due concern to that which will accompany you in your grave, that which you will benefit from in the next life, and that is your actions.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يؤتى بأنعم أهل الدنيا من أهل النار يوم القيامة فيسبغ في النار سبغة ثم يقال يا ابن آدم هل رأيت خيرا قط؟ هل مر بك نعيم قط؟ فيقول لا والله يا رب. ويؤتى بأشد الناس بؤسا في الدنيا من أهل الجنة فيسبغ صبغة في الجنة فيقال له يا ابن آدم هل رأيت بؤسا قط؟ هل مر بك شدة قط؟ فيقول لا والله ما مر بي بؤس قط ولا رأيت شدة قط. رواه مسلم.
إذن البؤس مع الطاعة يغلب النعيم مع الغفلة.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that al-bu's, or this hardship that an individual may experience in the dunya with ta'a or with obedience to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, is heavier than having wealth.
يغلب النعيم مع الغفلة.
يعني it is more, or it will overpower na'im, blessings or certain things from the worldly life with غفلة or heedlessness.
يعني فقير صابر خير من غني باطر.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is further explaining this, that the poor person who is patient in the face of poverty is better than the rich person who is heedless or doesn't give any concern to what Allah has commanded, because his wealth has busied him from that. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن المستورد بن شداد رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما الدنيا في الآخرة إلا مثل ما يجعل أحدكم أسبوعه في اليم فينظر بما يرجع. رواه مسلم.
يعني كثير الدنيا قليل يوم الآخرة.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that a lot of the dunya, or the enjoyments of the dunya, and it will be a little on the day of judgment.
أقل من في الدنيا يؤتى بما يعادل 50 ملك من ملوك الأرض. أقل نعيما في الجنة.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the least amount of enjoyment in the Jannah, in the hereafter,
يؤتيه الله عز وجل بما يعادل 50 ملك من ملوك الدنيا.
It will be given to the. It will be like what is given to 50 kings of the kings of the dunya. That's the least amount of enjoyment of the
hereafter. And this was from the hadith of the
Prophet sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. الدنيا ومثله 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 وعشرة
This was derived from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated about the person who received the least amount of blessings in the Jannah, that this least amount of blessing, it will be like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is like what the kings of the dunya own. And he said, like this, and like this, and like that, يعني five times.
And ten.
Or ten times.
خمس ثم بعشر.
Five times ten, which is 50.
قال مثله ومثله ومثله وعشرة.
He said five times like this, like this, like this, five times. وعشرة ثانيها, ten times like this, five times ten, 50.
نحن نستعجل.
The Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى said that we are hasty.
صبر طيب.
And having patience is a good thing.
لذلك قال الله عز وجل والآخرة خير وأبقى.
Because Allah سبحانه وتعالى said that the آخرة or the next life is better. And أبقى, it is that which will last forever.
ليس أعظم من غنى القلب.
The Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala stated that there is nothing greater than the heart not being the richness of the heart or the wealth of the heart.
غنى القلب هو القناعة والرضا والتسليم بالقضاء والقدر.
And the wealth of the heart is having submission to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and being pleased with what He has decreed, and being satisfied from that which, or being satisfied with that which He has been given from what Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala has ordained for him. This is the ghina, or the richness, or the wealth of the heart.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مر بالسوق والناس كافتيه. فمر بجدي السك ميتا فتناوله.
وجد جديا السك.
السك جديا.
يعني تيس صغير أذنيه مقطع.
فمر بجدي السك ميتا فتناوله فأخذ بأذنه ثم قال أيكم يحب أن يكون هذا له بدرهم؟ فقالوا ما نحب أنها لنا بشيء وما نسمع به. ثم قال أتحبون أنه لكم؟ قالوا والله لو كان حيا كان عيبا إنه السك. فكيف وهو ميت؟ فقال فوالله للدنيا أهون على الله من هذا عليكم. رواه مسلم.
كانوا يرون في الماعز جمالها طول الأذن.
The Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى said that they would say about the goat that is beautiful.
وإلى الآن يرون الماعز الطويل هذا صنف يعني جيد.
And even today they say that يعني the ma'az or the goat, if it has long ears, it is an indication of its يعني how much it's worth or good quality or good type.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أراد أن يعظ وهو لا يتكلف في اتخاذ الوسائل.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to advise and admonish his companions, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he used simple examples. He didn't go to exchange or didn't overexert himself in this admonition. The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the souk, the marketplace. And the people that came around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is what was mentioned in this hadith.
فوجد جدي أسك ميت.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم found this dead sheep or this dead goat with no ears. Its ears were cut.
قال من يريد هذا بدرهم؟
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم picked this animal up and said, who wants this?
قال هو حي ما نطمع فيه.
And the companions response, they stated that we wouldn't even want it if it was alive. And it means that the wording in this hadith, السك, it means that its ears were very small. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is saying that this is qana'ah, or this is being satisfied with what one has.
ثم قارن بهذا المثال أمر آخر حتى يستوعب ماذا يريد.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he made a comparison so that the Sahaba would comprehend what it is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم intended by drawing this example.
يعني هذا الشيء اللي احتقرتوه.
This thing that you all looked at as being minimal or you belittled, or looked at him as being insignificant.
ولم تلتفتوا له وليس له عندكم شأن.
And you didn't even, it didn't even draw your attention. It has no value amongst you.
يعني خلال هذا التصور أراد أن يجعل تصور الدنيا كهذا. للدنيا أهون عند الله من هذا. حتى هذا القناعة في هذا الشيء تنتقل إلى القناعة عن هذه الدنيا مثل هذا الشيء. تكون قناعة متماثلة. فاتخذ الوسيلة السهلة الموجودة وأراد أن يقنعهم صلى الله عليه وسلم ويعطيهم مثال حي مباشر فوري وهم في سوقهم وهم في دنياهم حتى لا تشغلهم عن أمر الله الذي خلقوا من أجله.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he wanted to illustrate this picture and draw this example. And he showed them, he stated that the insignificance of this animal with you all, this is the comparison or the similitude of the worldly life with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It is insignificant, it is worthless, just as you deem this animal as being insignificant and worthless. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to draw the example to show them that just as they were satisfied with what Allah had ordained for them and that they were not in need of this animal, likewise they should be satisfied and not in need of the dunya, like the example that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, the insignificance of the dunya with Allah azza wa jalla, like the insignificance of this animal amongst you all.
ضرب المثال بهذه حتى يستفيدوا وتكون أقرب للقناعة.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam drew this example and gave them this example, a live example of something that was at his disposal there in the marketplace to give them the example of this qana'ah of being satisfied and being content with what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has decreed for the individual.
هذا درس تربوي.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is an educational lesson that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave his companions.
هو مربي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was an educator.
والمربي دائما ينتهز الفرصة الأكثر تأثير دون تكلف في اتخاذ الوسيلة.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the educator, he always tries to capitalize upon giving a live example, one that is at his disposal, not going to exchange or not overexerting himself and trying to find examples, but rather he uses a live example, something that would drive the point home without overdoing it.
واجعل.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala saying, make this or make
من القناعة الموجودة عند الشخص في شيء سبيل للوصول في إقناع بأمر مشابه آخر مماثل مع الاستفادة من القناعة الأولى أن يقيس بها قناعة جديدة.
صلى الله عليه وسلم he used this contentment, the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم drew this example of this dead animal, and the Sahaba they answered, they said, we are not in need of this and this animal has no significance with us, we wouldn't even buy it if it was alive. The fact that they were satisfied with what Allah had ordained for them and that they were in no need of this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam capitalized on this and drew this example stating that just like you are saw this animal as being insignificant, this is like the example of the worldly life with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to its insignificance.
إذن كيف التوازن؟
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that then how is this توازن or this balance?
اسمعوا لقول علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه.
Listen to what Ali, the narration from Ali ibn Abi Talib, what he said with regards to.
أثر عنه أنه يقول.
It was narrated from him that he stated.
اعمل لدنياك.
Work towards your dunya or with regards to your dunya.
كأنك تعيش أبدا.
Work with regards to your dunya as if you will live forever.
وَاعْمَلْ لِآخِرَتِكَ.
And work with regards to your afterlife.
كَأَنَّكَ تَمُوتُ غَدًا.
Like you are going to die tomorrow.
وَحَطْتُمُ التَّوَازُنُ.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that in this example, do you see this tawazun? This is an example of the balance between the worldly life and the akhirah.
أتيتم من بلدانكم وتغربتم.
You all have come from your different respective countries and you live in this ghurba or being a foreigner in a foreign land.
أعمال وكسب المال.
You have your respective jobs that you do so that you can get this income, this money from your jobs.
حضوركم لمثل هذا المجالس من التواصل.
And the Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that your coming to these gatherings seeking religious knowledge, this is an example of this tawazun, or this striking a balance between the worldly life and the dunya.
في بيوت الله.
In the houses of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
في مجالس العلم.
مجالس العلم, or the gatherings of religious knowledge.
نسأل الله أن يرزقنا وإياكم فضلا.
And the Sheikh made dua that Allah bless us for the benefits of this, or the merit of these gatherings.
هذا من توفيق الله لك يا عبد الله أن يأخذ الله بناصيتك حي إلى بيوت الله أفضل الأماكن.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that this is tawfiq, this is success from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to the servant. The fact that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has guided you and given you the means and blessed you with the opportunity to come to one of His houses, the best places that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has described as being the best places and the most loved places to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, His houses.
وأن يجلسك في أفضل المجالس, مجالس الذكر.
And that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has blessed you to sit in the blessed or the best of gatherings, and it is the gatherings of religious knowledge, the gatherings of dhikr. Remembering Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
وأن يسمعك كلامه.
That you listen to his statements, verses from the Quran.
ووصايا نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And advice and admonitions from his prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هذا أراد الله لك خير.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that this is an example of Allah wanting good for you.
من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين.
Just what is coming in authentic hadith, that the one who Allah wants good for, He grants him understanding or fiqh in the religion.
اعمل في دنياك وتكسب وابن لك منزل واشتر لباس واطعم أهلك فهذه خير الأموال عندما تصرف للأهل.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the individual works, he gathers his wealth, he can build a house, he feeds his family, he feeds himself, he gives them drink, he gives them food, he gives them clothing. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that this is the best form of sadaqah, the fact that this individual spends his money on his family. That he spends his wealth on his family and his children.
هذا هو التوازن الجميل. نسأل الله يرزقنا التوفيق.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that this is his advice for everyone, and that he made a supplication that Allah grant us tawfiq.
لكن لا تصبح عبد الدنيا.
But do not be a servant of the worldly life. Do not be a slave of the worldly life. A slave of the dinar, a slave of the dirham.
لا صلاة.
No prayer.
لا طاعة.
No obedience to
لا
Allah.
لا ذكر.
No ذكر.
حمار من حمير الدنيا.
يعني a donkey from the donkeys of the worldly life.
إن الله يبغض كل جعبري جوار صخاب بالأسواق جيفة بالليل حمار بالنهار عالم بأمر الدنيا جاهل بأمر الآخرة. وهذا الحديث ذكره صلى الله عليه وسلم ويضعفه بعض أهل العلم وبعضهم يحسنه.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala mentioned a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he said there are certain scholars from the ulama who deem it as being weak, and certain scholars that deem it as being with you should not be your desires.
بطنك, فرجك.
Your stomach and your private parts.
لتسمو بمقاصدك.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that you should be described or rise up with your maqasidik, or those things which you were created for.
نشر الحق في الخلق, التوحيد والسنة.
Spreading the truth amongst the people, spreading tawheed and spreading the sunnah.
تكون هذه طموحاتك.
This should be your desires and your goals and what you strive for.
ليس تفكيرك ماذا آكل, ماذا أشرب, ماذا ألبس. هذه أرزاق سيتكفل الله لك بها. ولن تنقضي نفسك إلا وقد استكملت جميع مطاعمك ومشاربك حتى الأنفاس, عدد الأنفاس التي تتنفسها. ولكن أكثر من العمل لتلقى الله به.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that your primary concern should not be what are you going to eat, what are you going to drink, what are you going to wear, and certain things from the worldly life. The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that these worldly things, they have been proportioned for you, they have been decreed for you, so as to the extent that the number of breaths that you will take in this dunya have been numbered and decreed for you from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So your risk or your provisions from that which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has decreed for you and ordained for you, they will come to you. The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that one should not preoccupy himself with these thoughts and over busy himself with these thoughts and with these goals from the worldly life, rather the individual should work towards his akhirah.
So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع
والعمل
الصالح.
The Shaykh is supplicating that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with beneficial knowledge and righteous actions.
والفقه في الدين.
And understanding in the religion.
وموعدنا إن شاء الله لقاء الغد في المناسبة التي أعدها الإخوة في الموعد الذي أرسله لكم. سيكون لقاء ومجلس. وحياكم الله ضيافة وسيطة.
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala concluded tonight's lesson by sending prayers and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And with regards to tomorrow's affair.